Let's check in once again for the latest in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. Tejano music icons Los Aguilares will return with a highly anticipated final album, El Gran Final, set to be released later this month. And fans may remember the new music release coincides with the group's annual celebration held each second weekend in January to celebrate the group's entry into the music business 63 years ago. The legendary group formed on San Antonio's west side in 1960 by brothers Emilio and Genaro Aguilar and would go on to become one of the most successful vocal duos in Tejano music. The new album will include new recordings of songs from their legendary repertoire of music from the 60s through the 80s. Miguel Aguilar Jr., grandson of late Emilio Aguilar, who served as producer for the project, was inspired to capture the duo's classic sound and believes fans will not be disappointed, saying, quote, "The music speaks for itself, but our interpretation of the music is as close authentically to the original recordings. I was humbled and honored to be a part of this record that honors my family's legacy," end quote. El Gran Final from Los Aguilares is scheduled for release on January 18th on all digimusic platforms. Get more details on the upcoming release at TejanoNation.net. I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, number one source for Tejano News.
Número 10.
Iniciando la segunda hora, la voz de San Antonio, Jay Perez, climbing to number 10 with his brand new single, Necesito de Arte. Number 10, la número 10 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Qué bonito empezó este amor de tú y yo. Y ahora dices que me vaya, que ya no me necesitas. Encontraste otro amor, no sabía qué buscabas. Mi corazón se desborda con tanto amor que me sobra.
Gold Countdown, la número 10, Necesito de Arte by The Voice, Jay Perez, written by Eddie Perez. And by the way, we want to wish Jay Perez a quick recovery from his throat treatment. We wish him all the best. My special guest this week is Little Miss Dynamite, Shelly Lattice. In more than 30 years of a career in Tejano music, you've been recognized by the Latin Grammys, the Tejano Music Awards, and many, many more organizations. You've lived the best years of our industry, and of course, you've shared the stage with some pretty great legends. Do you think that currently Tejano music is not as valued as it once before? I need to ask you this because you're leaving Tejano as far as touring at a very important junction. What do you have plans, and what do you think needs to change in our industry?
Well, I mean, when we have shows that are featuring, like, I'm talking about pioneers before me, like your Joe Bravos and, you know, your Sonny Osunas and those artists. Little Joe, of course, you know, he always packs it in to this day, which I think is amazing. I have so much respect for that man and for what he's done for our industry. At the shows, people don't show up, or they just don't, unless it's an older crowd. I think because our industry has not really been documented much from the beginnings, that's why people don't respect it as much, because they don't know what has gone into making Tejano music. If you ask a new artist or fairly newer artist or fan even, do they know the history of Tejano music? Do they know where it started? Do they know some of the early on artists? So it's more like that I see shows showing the support in that respect, if they're still coming around to do a show. The only place that I really see the respect for the pioneers is like when we do Vegas or, you know, somewhere that's outside of Texas, unfortunately, you know. And I don't know if that's because, you know, we're just so used to them, or, you know, we just feel like, oh, well, that's just any other artist, you know. And I look at country music, I look at even Latin music, you know, like your Celia Cruz, and look at that. I mean, look how people just, I'm not saying to like bow down to them, I'm talking about just the level of respect.
Shelly, I've got to say, well said. More of this interesting conversation with Shelly Lattice in just a minute, but right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 9.
We are at number 9 with another amazing single from the Latin Grammy nominated album Histórico, Dame un Besito, Baila Fiebre. They make it to number 1 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Son esos labios rojos que me traen loco, y quiero volverlos a besar. Con cada beso que tú me das, mi vida, yo me enamoro cada día más y más. Dame un besito, aunque sea chiquito, que me estoy muriendo por un poquito de tu besar. Dame un besito, aunque sea chiquito, que por otro beso de esos labios te doy mi vida. ¡Hoy no más! Pero que se escuche fuerte el beso. Algo así. Rico. Hazte pa' acá. Son esos labios rojos que me traen loco, y quiero volverlos a besar. Con cada beso que tú me das, mi vida, yo me enamoro cada día más y más. Dame un besito, aunque sea chiquito, que me estoy muriendo por un poquito de tu besar. Dame un besito, aunque sea chiquito, que por otro beso de esos labios te doy mi vida. Dame un besito, aunque sea chiquito, que me estoy muriendo por un poquito de tu besar. Dame un besito,
aunque sea chiquito, que por otro beso de esos labios te doy mi vida.
Tejano Gold Countdown Song Number 9, that was Dame Un Besito by the Pride of Pasadena, La Fiebre. Hey, coming up on Tejano Gold Countdown, more of my conversation with my special guest, Shelly Lares, and the answer to this week's Tejano Gold Countdown trivia quiz. And of course, remember, we're counting down only the very best in Tejano and regional Mexican music. We'll be right back with more Tejano Gold Countdown right after this.
Tejano Gold.
Cuando abres una Bud Light bien fría y refrescante, te escuchas los sonidos del verano.
Voy por otra ronda, ¿qué quiere?
Disfruta responsablemente. Bud Light Beer Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.